I will share my screen. Oh, okay, yeah. And this class is recorded. Ashwin Mahodaya, do you have a question? It says that you're raising your hand. Did I miss you in roll call?
Yes, you missed me in the roll call, so I raised my hand.
Okay, so I will note that down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who else is... Okay, I unmuted everyone that was raising their hand. Can you tell me who I missed?
It's Rian Arya.
Rian Arya, okay. Okay.
Vijayalakshmi, Rajan, I texted you and
Janan.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that it?
Aditi.
Okay, Aditi.
And Rajesh.
I think you missed me.
Okay. I will. Okay. One minute. Okay, someone else is raising their hand. Rekha Thakkar. This thing, she isn't, I can't find her. Okay. Okay. I unmuted her, she has to accept. I unmuted you, Rekha Mahodaya, but you need to accept that. Okay. One minute, I think.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, Rekha and Jayesh Thakkar.
Okay, Rekha and Jayesh Thakkar.
What are you trying to do?
Okay, so let's resume this class. Okay. Sarvesham Swagatam Namaste. Prathamam Prarthanam Kurmaha. Aham Ekavaram Vadami Krupaya Mute Kritva Anuvadantu. I will say this shloka once, and please mute yourselves and repeat after me. Vagarthaviva samprukta. Oh, and can everyone see my screen? Okay. Vagarthaviva samprukta. Vagartha pratipattaye jagatah pitarau vande parvati parameshwarau. Now I will say this meaning in English. Vande, oh, can someone not see the screen? Okay. Srishti Mahadev? The shloka is on the screen. Okay, it says that I'm sharing. Is there anyone else that's having this problem? Oh, you can't, okay. It says, okay. Now can everyone see? Okay, now can everyone see? Okay. I will say this one more time just so you can look at it and repeat it. Vagarthaviva sampruktau. Vagartha Pratipattaye Jagatah Pitarau Vande Parvati Parameshwarau. Okay, now I will say the meaning in English. Vande means I am praying. I am praying to Parvati and Parameshwara. They are the mother and father of Jagat, which is Srishti, which is creation. And I am praying to them who are as inseparable as Vak and Artha. Vak means speech and Artha means meaning. They are as inseparable as Vak and Artha, and I am praying to them for knowledge. Since Sanskrita Bhasha is known as Deva Bhasha, I thought it would be appropriate to start with this shloka, which states that Parvati and Parameshwara are as inseparable as speech and its meaning. Does anyone have any questions about this shloka and its meaning? Okay. Now we're going to move on. These are just some ground rules of the class. Please stay on mute at all times. For questions, please raise your hand and I will unmute you. And just to be sure, everyone can see the option where it gives them the option to raise their hand, right? Okay. Okay. It's in the participants area, and it gives, and over there in the bottom, it gives you an option to raise your hand if you can't see it. Yeah, or under more. Okay. If you are disconnected from the class, please log in again. If I am disconnected from the class, please don't disconnect. I'll log in again. You can keep your video either on or off. All classes are and will be recorded, and they will be posted to the website. A pre-class email or an email about the upcoming class will be sent to the group one day before. An email to the link with the class recording will be sent after the class. Additional emails may be sent to the group. Questions and comments can be emailed to me. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Sarvesham Swagatam, welcome. I hope you attend the class regularly. I hope you pay attention to class and ask questions when you have any. Homework will be assigned. And apart from this homework, I hope that you are practicing what you learned in this class. And if you have questions, please email them to me or ask me in the class. Purpose. We all have a different reason on why we want to learn Sanskritam. This is just an introductory class, but if we keep studying, we can achieve that purpose or we can reach that goal. I was born and brought up here, and I was able to study Sanskritam, so it's a very, you know, it's not as hard as most people think that is to learn this language. Okay. Before I talk about Aksharani, is there anyone that doesn't know how to read or write Sanskritam? Devanagari Lipi? Okay. So for those who do not know, this is A, this is A, this is E, this is E, this is U, U, R, R, L, A, I, O, Au, and Aha. These are all Svaraha, and that means vowels. Okay. Arya and Ria, do you have a question?
No, we raised our hands for telling that we don't know how to read.
Okay. I've also wrote the English transliteration over here. Okay. Vyanjanani. Those are called consonants. Ka, kha, ga, kha, nga. Cha, cha, ja, cha, nya. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. Ya, ra, la, va, sa, sha, sa, ha. Okay. Rekha Mahodaya, would you please read the Svaraha one more time? I actually asked you to unmute. I prompted you to.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Yes, what do you want?
Would you please read the Svaraha? Would you please read the vowels?
Yes, yes. A, A, E, E, U, U,
Ru, okay. U.
Ru.
So it's U, U,
U, Ru, Ru. Then I can't see.
L.
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 L. E. A.
A.
O.
O.
O. O.
O.
O.
O. Yes. Um.
Um.
Um. Um. And?
Um. Aha.
Aha. Uh-huh. And this A, it's A, not just A. A.
Hmm.
I.
A.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And thank you. Aditi, would you please read the first two lines of these Vyanjanani?
Ka, kha, ga, gha, na.
Ga, ga, from ga. Your throat. Ga.
Ga, ga, cha, cha, ja, ja. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Sukshma Mahodaya, would you please read the other two lines?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh. Okay.
Ta, tha, da, dha, na.
Na.
Na. Na. Na.
You have to roll your tongue for that. Na.
Okay. Da, tha, da, dha, na.
Mm-hmm.
Ta, tha, da, dha, na.
Thank you. And yes. Vijayalakshmi Mahodaya, would you please read the last three lines? 1 minute. There.
Pa, fa, bha,
ba. Pa, pa,
pa.
In languages it's fa, but here it's pa.
Pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. Ya, ra, la, va. Sha, sha, sa, ha.
Thank you. And to emphasize, The first sha is used, you use your palate to make that noise, sha. The other sha, hra, you roll your tongue again, just how you did for this hra, you roll your tongue to make this hra. Okay? And then sa is just sa. Okay? Any questions? Okay. Before, we learned the letters as ka, ka, ga, ga, nga. But the letters in Sanskritam are just k, k, g, k, ng, and onwards. We added the extra a to this g to make ga. We just added the a to make it easier to pronounce. Okay? And Shobhana Mahodaya, it says that you raised your hand. Could you, 1 minute? Let me unmute you. Okay.
Could you please switch to the previous slide?
Okay.
So in that, you know, there is this two types of gha, gha, right? And jha, jha, dha. Yeah. So what is the difference? This also say gha and then the capital G comes on gha. So why the difference between these two letters?
It's just gha and then ha. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm asking about the G-A and capital G-A.
Oh, this was just written as capital G-A in English, but it's ga and then nga. It's a nasal kind of na. It's like nga.
Okay, so the same applies for the J-A and the capital J-A, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's ja and then nya. You use your palate for that noise.
Okay. Thank you.
Someone asked me what the difference between the two r's are in Swaraha. One is r and the other is r. Like r. So okay. a and then r. R.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So again, I was saying that we added an a to this half noise to make it more easier to pronounce, because it's a lot harder to say gu ku gu ku ng than it is to just say ka ka ga ka nga. Okay, so the actual letters are just gu ku gu ku ng, and the last and just for review, the last na or nga, the last sound in this last call, in this last every row is a nasal sound. So the last sound in every row is a nasal sound. Okay. Srishti Mahodaya, will you please read the second line? This line, please.
Cha cha ja ja nya.
That's what I was saying before. The actual letters are just ch ch j ch ny. It's not cha. We just added an extra a to the ch to make it more pronounceable. But it's actually just ch ch j ch ny. Would you please try reading the next line. Or wherever. Okay. Akuti Mahodaya, would you please try reading the third line? Yes. Thank you. Vihan Mahodaya, would you please try reading the fourth line?
Which one?
The fourth line.
Du, su, du, du, nu.
Yes, thank you. Would your sister like to try reading the next line? Okay. Vidya Sankar Mahodaya, it's said that you had a question.
Yeah. So there is a line with capital T, T, H, D, D, H, N, and there is a next line which everything is small.
Oh, yes.
Can you help me understand? Even in the previous slide, I had the same confusion. I think even one other person was also asking, can you please repeat that again? Like, what was the difference and how to pronounce it actually?
Okay. So this line is ta, tha, da, dha, na. You roll your tongue, which means that it touches the roof of your mouth to make these noises.
Ta.
To make this sound. Okay. And then tha, 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 da, dha, na is a dental sound. You use your teeth. Your tongue touches your teeth for those noises.
Okay, sound. Can you repeat that just column-wise, the first column, the first row, second row, just the column, the first one.
Okay.
So that I can see the difference, the capital T and the small t.
Ta and ta. That's the difference between these two. So it's ta, ta, da, dha, na.
Okay.
And then ta, ta, da, dha, na.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Ramakrishna Mahodaya, would you like to read the fifth line?
One, two. Oh, one second. It starts from fifth line. One, two, three, four, five.
B-b-ma.
Yes, it's B-p-b-b-ma. M.
B-p-b-b-ma.
M. Yes. Thank you.
Dhanyo.
Mm-hmm. Just so we can hear the difference between the other letters. We have the word tantra. Ta, tantra. Then we also have a word tinku, tinku. Ta, ting. Tinku and tantra. There's a difference between those two tas. Tas. So tinku uses this ta, tinku. Then tantra has this ta, tantra. And you think tinku is a name. Okay. And then the last two rows of letters. Would Venkatesh Mahodaya like to read those? Okay.
Ya ra va sha 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 sa ha.
Remember, it's y r l v sh 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 h s. It's how we're. Okay. Does anyone have any questions about how this is said? Or any questions about this slide? Okay. Okay. Someone asked me to repeat the last line. Is it this line? Okay. sh, 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 s, h. Okay. Vihan Mahoda, you were raising your hand.
Yeah, I have one question. Like, so the normal Devanagari is different. So the one that we are learning is Sanskrit, like, and Devanagari pronunciation is different, right? Mm-hmm. It's ka, in Devanagari we say like ka, kha, ga, gha, na.
In Devanagari, it's k, k, g, k, ng. Because we, it's so much harder to list out all the letters as k, k, g, k, ng, and then ch, ch, j, ch, ng. We just added an a to make it easier to pronounce. For a pronunciation.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yes. Thank you. Vidya Shankar Mahodaya, it says that you have a question.
Can you please repeat the last two lines, please?
Last two lines?
Yeah.
Y, R, L, V, S, H, S, H. Okay. Is that okay? Or should I say it again? Okay. Thank you. Now we'll learn about compound letters. As I said before, K plus A is K. K plus A is K. K plus E is Ki. K plus E is Ki. Ramkrishna Mahodaya, would you like to say it from K plus U?
Ku.
K plus U is Ku.
Ku.
And just say the entire line.
K, K. Ki, ki, ku, ku, kr, kr, klu, kle, ke, kai, ko, kau.
And yes, but first I, from the next line onwards, we'll say it like this. K plus A is ka, K plus E is ki, like that.
Okay, okay, fine.
Yeah, but what you said is correct. Also, yeah. These letters are no different than other Indian languages. Okay, like you for example, in Telugu, we have a and all.
Sorry, you want me to say this again with the what you have said just now?
Oh no, it's fine. It's fine.
Fine, fine.
Okay, okay? And all these letters, they're no, and these compound letters are no different than how compound letters are formed in other languages, in other Indian languages. Okay? Anu Mahodaya, would you please read the second line? Okay. What about Ashwin Mahodaya? Would you read the second line?
Sure. Second line is K, ka, kha, ki, ki, ku, 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 kra,
ku. We want to say ku. And okay. Ka.
U and K. K, K, kl, ke, kai, ku, kau.
Yes. But you want to say like ka, ka, ki, ku, ku, kr, 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 ke, kai, ko, ko. Like that. You want to emphasize the k from your throat, k, and you also want to emphasize the dirgha, the ka. Okay. 1 minute. Aditi Mahoday, it says that you have a question.
How do you pronounce that the after ru?
Oh, after this?
Yes, after that. How do you pronounce this?
That is called lu, lu. Okay, lu. So it's klu. Okay. And Vihan Madhya, do you have a question?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. And Rian Arya, do you have a question?
Yes. Can you please repeat the difference between the first ra and the second ra?
Yes. Ka, ka, ki, ki, ku, ku, kr, 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 ke, kai, ko, kau. The second line is ka, ka, ki, ki, ku, ku, kr, 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 ke, kai, ko, ko. So the first would be ka, and the second would be ka. Okay? Okay. Next, Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you please read the third and fourth line?
Ga. Ga, ki,
ga, ki,
gu, gu, gru, gru, glu, ge, gai, go, go.
Yes. But you really want to emphasize the ga or ga, gi, gu. Gr, ge, gai, go, go. Okay?
Okay.
Can you read the second line as well? I mean, sorry, the g line.
Ga.
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 From your throat, like ga, like that.
Ga.
Yes.
Ga.
Yes. Ga. A little longer.
Ga. Gi.
Ka.
Ga. Gi. Gi. Gu. Gu.
Gu.
Gu. Gru. Gru.
Gru.
Gru. Glu.
Gl, gl,
gl, k, kau,
kai,
kai, go, kau.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
What? Is this clear how to pronounce all these?
Yes.
Yes. Is there anyone else? 1 minute. Riya and Arya, do you guys have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Do we have the ka also merged with the and aha?
Yes. So it's gham and then gha, like that.
Okay.
Okay. And Shreya Mahodaya, would you read this, the second section? 1 minute. It's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, which one?
This section, this.
Ka?
No, it's ka, like just ka.
Ka? Ka?
It's ka, just a simple ka. Like ka, there's a difference between ka and ka, right? This letter is ka, just ka. Okay?
Ka. Huh?
We want to read this second section. Can you see my arrow? Can anyone see my, okay. It's this, so it's k plus am is kam. K plus am is kam. Okay, can you continue from there?
Kam.
Yes.
Kim.
Kim.
Kim. Kim. Kum.
Kum.
Kum, 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 kum,
just came,
came, came, kum,
kum, kum. Thank you. Vijay Mahodaya, would you please read the last line?
Ka, ka.
Ka. It's just ka, not ka, ka. So ku plus aha is kaha.
Kaha, kaha, kiha, kiha.
Kihi, like that.
Kuhu, kuhu,
kuhu,
kuhu,
kruhu,
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 kruhu, kehu,
kehu,
kaiha,
kaihi,
kaihi, koha, kauha,
kauhu. Okay, thank you. Is this part clear? Is this slide clear? How you get these compound letters? Okay. 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 Next. Actually. Can can Usha Mahodaya please say the same this line but for cha, like ch?
Cha, cha plus ha, cha.
Ch plus aha. Chaha.
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 Chaha,
chaha,
taha, kihi, chihi, chihi,
chihi,
chuhu, chruhu, chruhu, chluhu, chlehe, chehe,
chehe,
chehe, choho, chauho,
chaihi,
choho, chauho.
Yeah, chaihi, choho, chauho.
Chaihi, chohu, chauhu.
Yes, thank you. Okay, is this clear? Okay, Riya and Arya, do you have a question? You guys raise your hand.
Yes. How do you form these letter which you combine with the k?
So k plus like you know how we said that the swar in the swaraha the last two are and aha. K
yes.
Is kam. And then
okay.
That keeps going. And then k plus is kam, like that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now we will learn about samyuktaksharani. Those are called conjunct letters. One minute. Okay. Now k plus ka is ka. K plus ka is ka. K plus ga is ga. K plus ga is ga. And onwards. But 1 minute. It says ka over here, but we, like I said before, we added the extra a to make it easier to pronounce. So it actually would be k plus ka is ka. And onwards, okay? 1 minute. So did someone raise their hand? Okay. Rishi Mahodaya, do you have a question?
Yeah. How do we pronounce these and these?
Can you repeat your question, please?
How do we pronounce? Wait. I don't know how to do these two.
You mean this, like g plus ka?
No, not these. Not this. So these two.
Can you please say those letters? Or
these two letters.
Okay. I can't see what you're pointing to, but
How do I join two letters?
Oh, how do I join two letters? Is that what you said?
How do I point to letters?
How do I don't think this gives you the option to point to letters, but could you try saying it or telling me what line it's on?
Kg.
Kg. Yeah. Oh, okay. K plus gha is gha. Gha.
Kg. And this dig one.
Okay. Showing me how much. Okay, yeah. So not all these sounds will be seen in words. This is just how to, like, you know, join them. Like, kuk, it's not, like, some of these letters, they're not possible, or, you know, you won't write them to form any words.
Yeah.
But some of these letters, like k plus ta, kta, is used in many words, and it's even used in this word, samyukta aksharani. It's used as samyukta kta taksharani, you know?
Yeah.
Right there.
I see it.
Yes. So not all sounds are possible and not all sounds will be used, but this is just how to join the letters or how to write them. Is this clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Aditi, do you have a question?
There. How do you join the ka plus ka, both ka's?
The k plus.
How is the pronunciation?
Ka, just like ka, like that. Okay, so that's like ka.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And we have someone in our class with their last name has Samyuktaksharani. Rekha Takkar. Okay? K plus Ka. Takkar. Okay? Takkar. Okay? So the K plus Ka is Ka. Like that. Okay? Now, does anyone want to say, or, no? Okay, next, we'll move on to the next slide. But first it says that someone's raising their hand. Riya and Arya, do you guys have a question? You guys are raising your hand?
Yes, how do you pronounce the, K and the K together.
The K.
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 K. K. Okay, then.
Okay. So I'm going to move on to the next slide. Okay. This is about writing the alphabet. 1 minute. Okay. So if you want to write an alphabet, you write each part of the letter from left to right. The vertical lines, so these vertical lines, you write them from top to bottom. And the horizontal line will be drawn from left to right. So for example, I'll write cha. I'm going to first write it from left to right. The vertical line is going to be from top to bottom, top to bottom. And the horizontal line will be from left to right again. Okay? In the next slide, we'll practice some of this. So we have a blank screen. I think annotating is okay. Vijaya Lakshmi Mahodaya, would you click on the annotate button and write cha? I'll show you one, and then you can write it, unless you know.
Annotate button is okay. Lama, you want to try, sweetie?
Huh? Okay. Annotate. Okay, so I wrote cha on the left. So Vijayalakshmi Mahodaya, would you annotate and do it, you know, next? Okay, yes. And you also need the line on top, remember? Yes, thank you. Now let's clear this so you can. Okay. Vihan Mahodaya, would you like to write ka, just ka? I'll write it here. This is ka. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Do you think, would you like to do one more? Do you need more practice? Would you like to do one more?
You want to write?
Yes. Okay. What about ga? Ga. Thank you. Very nice. Rishi, it says that you have a question. What is your question?
Can I practice some?
Okay, yes, you can practice some. Let's try the letter K.
Okay.
I'll show you K, and then you can write it as well.
Okay.
Okay, very nice. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We'll do da. Okay? Da. This is da. Da. Very nice. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to move on to the next slide. Is this all clear? You know, just, you know, how to write the alphabets from left to right, the vertical line goes top to bottom, and the horizontal line on top goes from left to right again. Okay, is that part clear? Okay, thank you. Aria, do you have a question? Okay. Oh, okay. Right now, we'll move to the next slide, but I will post these slides online so you can practice, you know, at home.
Okay.
Okay. Adhuna parichayam kurmaha. Okay, parichayaha is introduction. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mama nama chinmayi. Mama nama chinmayi. Okay, does everyone understand what mama nama means? Mama nama chinmayi. My name is chinmayi. Now, bhavataha nama kim. Bhavataha nama kim.
Mama nama akhilaha.
Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama akhilaha. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama chinmayi. Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama akhilaha. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama chinmayi.
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama chinmayi. Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama akhilaha.
Okay. Okay, does everyone understand? If there's a male, you ask bhavataha nama kim. If there's a female, you ask bhavatyaha nama kim. And they both mean, what is your name? They both mean, what is your name? Is this clear?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. It's clear to everyone? So, if there's a male, you ask bhavataha namakim. If there's a female, you ask bhavatyaha namakim. And to say my name is, you say mama nama. Okay? Okay. Rishi?
What?
Taha nama kim?
Mama nama Rishikeshaha.
Samyak. Good job. Now, can you choose someone and then ask them?
Can I choose? How do I choose someone?
Okay, just say their name and I'll unmute them, okay?
Vijay. Yeah, Lakshmi Rajan.
Okay. You need to ask her the question though.
Bhavataha nama.
No.
Mama nama Rishikeshaha.
Yes. But remember, if there's a girl, you ask Bhavatyaha.
Okay.
Bhavatyaha. Yeah. Mm. And what I just showed is the difference. I got a question. What is the difference from asking a male and a female? When you ask a male, you ask Bhavatyaha.
Yeah, I think my daughter asked him. They are cousins, okay? She asked the question before.
Okay.
Do you want to ask the question, Rishi?
Yeah. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama Janani. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama Rishikeshaha.
Okay. And? Rishi, who did you ask again? You asked? Okay, you asked Vijayalakshmi Mahodaya. Vijayalakshmi Mahodaya, please choose someone to ask, okay? And then I'll unmute them, so.
Okay. I will choose Srinivasa Rao.
Srinivasa Mahodaya, okay.
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Bhavatyaha
nama Mita.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama Vijayalakshmi.
Okay. Now, now, can you ask someone else? Srinivas Mahadev, can you ask someone else?
Yeah, Vihan.
Vihan, okay.
Okay.
Okay, can you ask them now? Can you ask them?
Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama Vihan. Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama Smita.
Okay, good job. Okay, is this clear?
How to yeah.
do this? Yes? Are there any questions? Okay. Okay. Oh, is this... Okay. Srishti Mahodaya, do you have a question? It says that you raised your hand. No. Do you have a question?
Can I try saying it?
Okay, yes. Who do you want to choose? Who do you want to ask?
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Okay. Mama nama Chinmayi. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama Shishti.
Shishti. Good job. Thank you. Okay? Is this part clear now? Okay. Trini lingani. The three genders. Pumlingam. Pumlingam. Means male or masculine. Just because I said male does not mean that they're all names like Krishnaha, Ramaha. Those are male, yes. But vrikshaha means tree. Vrikshaha is also a pumlinga word. Okay? So just because it's male does not mean it's only for things. Sorry, it's only for people. Things can also be pumlinga words. Okay? So vrikshaha means tree and vrikshaha is a pumlinga word. Okay, a few more examples. Syutaha. Syutaha means bag. And Syutaha is a Pumlinga word. Ramaha is a person. Ramaha is also a Pumlinga word. Manchaha means bed. Manchaha is a Pumlinga word. Okay? Now, Strilingam. Strilingam is female or feminine. Again, just because it's Strilingam does not mean that's just for people. Nadi. Nadi means river. Nadi is a Strilinga word. Parvati is a person. Devi. Parvati is also a Strilinga word. Churika. Churika means knife. Churika is a strilinga word. Okay. Duravani. Duravani is a phone. Duravani is a strilinga word. Okay. And quickly, someone asked how a word can be classified. Oh, how a bag can be classified as a masculine word. We'll get to that in next class, or maybe in the end of class. Napumsakalingam. Napumsakalingam means neutral. It has no gender. Pustakam is a napumsakalinga word. Pustakam is a napumsakalinga word. Sanganakam means laptop. Sanganakam is a napumsakalinga word. But mitram. Mitram means friend. Mitram is also a napumsakalinga word. Okay? Is this part clear? Okay, I have a question over here. Okay, Shobhana Mahodaya. Let me. Yes. What is your question, Shobhana Mahodaya?
So mitram means friend, right? So does it mean that whatever the word, whichever word that has the visarga is considered masculine, and that does not have the visarga is considered feminine?
Yes. We will get to that later. Right. Okay. Now, we're just going to focus on the fact.
Okay. How come you say mitram? Mitram means friend, right? Either you say a boy, a friend, or a girlfriend, right? How do we say it's a neutral word?
We'll get to that later. That's all going to come up later.
Okay, thank you.
And the word is mitram. There's no word mitra or mitra.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. Now, move on to this. Pumlingam. Pumlingam. What does pumlinga mean? It means male, right? Male. Saha. Saha means he. But just because I said he does not mean that it's only for people. It can also mean for things, like vrikshaha. Okay? You can say saha vrikshaha, he tree. Like, you know, he is a tree. Okay. Saha is he, but when he's far away. Eshaha means he when he's nearby. Ayam also means he when he's nearby. You can use either Eshaha or Ayam. Both are correct, and some books only use Eshaha, some books only use Ayam. And it's whatever you want to use based on your comfort. So saha means he when he's far away. Eshaha or ayam means he when he's nearby. And kaha means who. For or what for male. Kaha means who or what for male. So saha, eshaha and ayam, and kaha. Okay? Is this part clear? Are there any questions? Okay, my God. Oh, okay, Rishi, you had a question. Let me unmute you.
Do we say etat for things?
Etat for things? We'll get to that. And saha does not just mean he. It means like that. It can mean he or that. Okay, it's like that. You don't say he tree, you say that tree. But you can say he Ramaha. And okay. Okay. Vidya Shankar Mahoday, what is your question?
Saha, you said for both he and that, correct?
Yes. It means he and that. And then Eshandayam would mean here, he and this. Because it's this, that. Okay?
Okay. And who is anyway common?
What?
But yes. How do you say who?
Or what? Who or what?
Who or what? Okay.
Yeah, what?
Okay.
Okay. For people, it would mean he. For things, it would mean that. Okay? Ramakrishna Mahadeya, what is your question?
My question is that Nadi is, just now you said Nadi is feminine.
Yes.
So if I say Saha, can I say Saha Nadi?
We'll get to Strilingam and Napumsakalinga words in, you know, in, after.
If the river is little far, can I say Saha Nadi? No.
No, because these words, like I said before, are only for Pumlinga words.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Okay, so if this part is now clear, I'm going to move on to some practice. This is the first one. I'll do the first one. Okay? This picture means Suryaha. Suryaha means sun. And since this is close, he is close by right now. This hand is close by. We're going to ask, Ayam Kaha or Eshaha Kaha. Ayam or Eshaha Kaha. That would be the question. Ayam or Eshaha Suryaha. Ayam Suryaha. Eshaha Suryaha. So the question would be, Ayam Kaha. Eshaha Kaha. The answer would be, Ayam Suryaha. Eshaha Suryaha. Okay? Is this clear? Okay. Ramakrishna Mahadeya, it says that you have a question. What is your question?
No, not. I wanted to ask then itself. Now it's over. Now I don't have a question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Rian Arya, it says that you have a question. What is your question?
Can you tell the meaning of the sentence?
Okay. I am or Eshaha, right? 1 minute. I'm just going to. Okay. 1 minute. Okay. I am or Eshaha Kaha. Who or what is? Who is this or what is this or who is this? Who is he? Who is this? Oh, sorry. What is this? Who is he? Okay? That is the meaning of I am Kaha or Eshaha Kaha. I am Suryaha. Eshaha Suryaha. He is Suryaha. Or this is Suryaha. Suryaha means sun, right? This is the sun. Or this is Suryaha. So these are the meanings of those sentences. Do you understand this?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, okay. Vidya Shankar Mahodaya, what is your question?
So instead of saying Surya, why are we saying Suryaha?
Suryaha, we added the Visarga at the end.
Is it the norm to add for everything? Like, for example, if somebody asks my name, right, should I say Vidyashankara or Vidyashankaraha?
Vidyashankaraha. That would be your name. Vidyashankaraha.
Okay, so there is some significance for adding that.
Yes.
Okay.
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 And all Pumlinga words have the visarga. So that's why we know that Surya ha is a Pumlinga word. Okay? Riya, Narya, do you still have a question? You guys still have your hand up?
Oh no, it was the same question. We just forgot it.
Okay. Now we'll move on. And the first person to, now I'll show you a picture. Just do the same thing I did. You ask, I am kaha, esha or eshaha kaha. Then you answer, I am suryaha or eshaha suryaha. But the words will be different. Okay? And Vidya Shankar Mahodaya, you'll go first for this practice.
I am Ramaha.
First, we'll ask the question. So I am?
I am Kaha.
Yes. Next, okay. we'll say the answer.
I am Kaha.
And then the answer is?
I am Ramaha.
Yes. Good. Okay. You will do the next one as well. And this picture means saha because it's far away. Okay.
Instead of I am, you should say saha.
Saha. I don't know what is that.
It says over here. Nirupaha.
Nirupaha. Saha nirupaha.
Yes.
Saha kaha.
Saha nirupaha.
And then sahakaha in general.
Okay, sahakaha.
Yes.
Okay.
And what does nirupaha mean?
King.
Is it a king?
Yes, king.
Okay. So, oh, nirupaha. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 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 Who's administrating? Okay, nirupaha. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. And sahakaha means the same thing. Well, it has the same gist as I am kaha. I am kaha is who is this? Oh, sorry. Who is he or what is this? Sahakaha means what is that or who is he again? Okay. Yes. Next, will Riya and Arya do the next two examples?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Riya, do the first one.
Okay. Is that pronounced as Syutaha?
Syutaha, yeah.
Aham kaha?
Aham kaha na, I am kaha.
I am kaha? I am Syutaha.
Yes. Very good. And just remember that if it's close by, you either say Eshaha or I am. Far away means Saha. And Kaha remains the same.
Okay.
The next example, Arya will do, and then Hema Mahodaya will do it.
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Okay. And Syutaha means bag. Okay. Syutaha means bag. Okay. Riya and Arya, if they aren't here, I'll give Arya the chance after. And okay. So their power is out. Hema Mahodaya, will you please say this one? Let me unmute you so you can say it. Okay. So, yes. Okay. Who is talking? Okay. Okay, there.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama, how there? Will you please say this one?
Yeah. Saha kaha. Saha nirdaya. Nirdana.
Nirthanaha. Okay, and nirthanaha means poor person, not a beggar. Nirthanaha means poor person. Okay? Yes. Next. Can you do the next one as well? Hey, Mama Hodaya.
Yes, sir. Esha ka, esha ha balakaha.
Did you say esha ka in the beginning? Or
it's, yes.
Okay, it's esha ha kaha. Okay?
Okay. Esha ha kaha.
Okay. Thank you, Mahodaya. Next, Ramakrishna Mahodaya will say it. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes.
Eshaha kaha, eshaha bidalaha.
Yes, and bidalaha means cat.
Cat.
Cat, okay?
Cat.
Okay, can you...
Eshaha kaha, eshaha ghataha.
Ghataha.
Okay. Ghataha.
Thank you. On the next. Prabir Mahodaya, can you do the next one? Let me. Okay. Please unmute yourself for if you're here. Okay, since Prabir Mahodaya isn't responding right now, next, Srishti Mahodaya will say it. Let me unmute you. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Saha. Saha. Saha.
Yes.
Saha Parvataha.
Good job. And Parvataha means?
Mountain.
Mountain. Good job. Next, can you say the next one as well?
Okay.
Okay.
I am Kaha. I am Rataha.
Good job. Next, Aditi will say it. Okay.
Saha ka kaha.
Kaha. Good job.
Saha vidyudalpaha.
Vidyuddeepaha.
Vidyuddeepaha.
And Vidyuddeepaha means electric light. Okay. 1 minute. Shobhana Mahodaya has a question.
For the Rataha, right? For all the words, in the past words, whatever you showed us, the line, the top line was continuously covering all the letters. And for the Rataha alone, it was split. What is the difference for that?
Wait, what? What top line?
The top line. You write all the words, Sanskrit words, and then on the above of all the letters, you said we have to draw a line, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, the Tha, where the circle is for the Tha, you don't put the line. That's all when you're writing in Devanagari.
So for this letter alone, we don't put the line continuously, or is it like?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Aditi, do you want to do the next one as well?
Yeah.
Okay. One minute. You're on mute, Aditi. Okay, there.
I am kaha. I am chatraha.
And chatraha.
I am chatraha.
Yes. Chatraha means student. Okay. Okay, now Prabir Mahodaya. Are you here? Okay.
Shaha kaha.
Saha. Saha kaha.
Kaha. Saha kaha. Shaha adhyapaka kaha. Saha shikshaka kaha.
Yes. Shikshaka and adhyapaka both mean teacher. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next, can you do the next one as well, Prabir Mahodaya?
Shaha kaha. Shaha vriddhaha.
Vriddhaha, and it's saha, not saha. Saha. Saha.
Saha kaha.
Yes.
Saha kaha vriddha.
Vriddhaha. Vriddhaha means old man. Saha vriddhaha. Thank you. Rishi, what's your question?
Can I get a turn?
Yes, you can get a turn. Okay. Do you want to do this one?
Yeah. Saha. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha mor.
Mayuraha.
Mayuraha.
Mayuraha. And what does Mayuraha mean?
Peacock.
Peacock. Okay. Rishi, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to do this one as well?
Eshaha kaha, eshaha shadula.
This is Vyagraha, but remember, this picture means saha.
Saha. What is for tiger?
Vyagraha.
Vyagraha. Are there more than one word for tiger?
There's more than one word for everything, but for right now, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Rekha Mahodaya, do you want to do the next one? Okay.
Esaha Vanara.
Yes, but remember, this hand means far away. So?
Sorry, I didn't get
it. Oh, this hand means, the blue hand means that's far away, which means it should be Saha.
Saha, okay.
So can you repeat it, but with Saha? So it would be Saha Kaha, Saha Vanaraha. And vanara.
Kaha, kaha. Vanara means monkey.
Monkey. Okay. Okay. Do you want to do this one as well, Mahodaya?
Okay.
Okay.
Esaha ka. Esaha prakoshtaha.
Okay. Esaha prakoshtaha. Thank you, Mahodaya. Okay,
And we will do the rest of the practice next week. We are going to review what we learned today. Two more? Okay, we're just going to view what we learned today. Oh, prakoshtaha means room. Okay? Okay. So we learned mama nama. We learned mama nama. We learned what that is, right? Can anyone, 1 minute. Sorry. Ashwin Mahodaya? Can you introduce yourselves using
Mama nama Ashwinah.
Yes. So mama nama means my name. Bhavataha nama kim means what is your name but for male. Bhavatyaha nama kim means what is your name but for female. We learned saha means he and that, but for far away. I am an eshaha means he and this for close by. Kaha means who. That is what we learned today. Apart from that, we learned a few words. Okay? So, wait. Yeah, and we'll continue those next class. Any questions? Actually, Riya Narya sent me a question. When you say saha prakoshtaha, you said that saha means far. So what is the meaning of saha prakoshtaha? Okay, it means that is room. Like, you know, that is a room. Okay. Does anyone have any questions? Rishi? Hold on, let me unmute you. Yes, Rishi, what is your question?
Do we use do we use kaha for only males and use ka for females?
Yes, we'll get to female and neutral in the next class. Okay, thank you. Okay.